Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we worship you, we thank you, Lord, for the great and mighty things that you've given us. We thank you for this magnificent book, this owner's manual we call the Word of God. This book is true. It's written for us. Every word in it's true. It means exactly what it says, and it's not that difficult to understand. All we got to do is read it. Now, by the Holy Spirit, reveal it to us today, Father, and help us to really understand that you mean what you say in your word, and you're willing to do these things for us. Now, Father, bless us as we study it and read it in Jesus' name. Amen. We got some tremendous promises here in Matthew chapter 7. I mean, this book is so awesome, and it's got all these great and awesome, precious promises that even 2 Peter chapter 1 told us that because of these great and precious promises and through the knowledge of these great and precious promises that by faith we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. Well, God's divine nature, it doesn't include any pain, any suffering, any sickness, nothing. But it includes everything that's wonderful because that's God's divine nature. He's righteous and holy. And all those things, and the Lord says we can be and do the same things if, because of the knowledge of these great and precious promises. Well, I want to show you one of these, or the beginning, several great and precious promises in here. But in Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 7, look what he says in Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now, think about those promises. Those promises are so magnificently awesome that most people do not believe these things are true. Now, when you look at this, and in verse 7 he says, ask and it shall be given you. Ask, and keep on asking, praising the King. Then he says, seek, and you shall find. Seek, I mean, in other words, it means to get in there and get with it and stay with it and don't give up until you find it. And then it says, and knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Well, sometimes you can't just knock on the door once. You got to keep on knocking. But if you keep on knocking long enough, eventually that door will be opened. For he says, for everyone that asketh receiveth. How many? Everyone. Now, this is one of the major secrets I've learned here. So many people ask, and it appears they never get their answer. The reason they don't get their answer is because the Lord says, I will not hear the prayer of a sinner. First of all, he says, you must repent and then come to me in faith. Well, as long as your heart condemns you, as long as you've got unconfessed sin in your life, this word won't work for you because it says it won't work for you. It says he will not hear the prayer of a sinner. So when you read right here, it looks like that they're unqualified. You can just anybody can come and ask God whatever he wants to, and it'll happen. But that's not true. You got to read this whole book. This whole book tells you that you must repent of your sins. That was Jesus' very first message. We talked earlier in this last message, since we started teaching on the book of Matthew, we found out that Jesus' very first message was repent. In other words, repent means turn from your wicked ways. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, turn from your wicked ways. So if we do not repent from our wicked ways, the Lord will not hear our prayer. So when we repent, he will do exactly what he said he would do. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Repent. And confess your sins and get right before God. Then, when you get right before God and you start walking before him and your heart does not condemn you, then he says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that seeketh, or everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened to you. And then he goes on to explain to us in verse 9 of Matthew 7, or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things, whatever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now think about that. How are you supposed to treat people? The same way you want to be treated. Now see, he's telling you right there that if you will walk in love to all people, in other words, again, he goes back to what he says, God shall not be mocked, whatsoever a man sows, that he shall also reap. So if you sow love everywhere you go, and God's character, God's attributes, then what's going to come back to you? Exactly what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. So if you walk in love to all people, then love's going to come back to you. And that's where people really want to live. Anybody that has any sense at all knows walking in love is much better than walking in hatred and fighting. I mean, I can't even imagine, and I praise God that I have gone through almost 66 years of life, and I have never, praise God, never had a fight in my life. I just don't believe in that. You know, I love to love people and not fight. The Lord said in His Word, whatever I sow, that I'll reap. I think about a young man that I used to know. This guy loved to fight. I mean, he could go out and you could say anything to him that was wrong, especially if he got two or three, four beers in him. He would fight at the drop of a hat. And sometimes he would beat up on the people he fought with, and sometimes they'd beat the thunder out of him. There's always somebody stronger than you. I don't know how many stitches he had taken in his body. I don't know all the things that happened to him. But he was a well-known man for a fighter and everything, and he had many fights with many people. But at about 52 years old, that man died. He didn't live to be very old. Isn't that amazing? It never ceases to amaze me, you know, that this book is exactly true. Now, this man did not see God. He did not know who he was. I trust that one day in his later life, I had the privilege to talk to him a couple of times about Jesus. Now, verbally to me, he never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. But I am trusting that since I shared with him the truth of God's Word, that he did do that before he died. Because he died a young man. I mean, when a man dies in his early 50s, you know, you're not old. You haven't really, as far as I'm concerned, even began to live. But how many people do I know that dies at much earlier than that? Because of sin. I mean, many things happen. I think of my own sister. My own sister was only 21 years old when she was run into by a carload of drunks, and she was killed. And there was another young lady in the car with her, and both of those girls had already gotten married, had already had children, and they were both out together to a movie one night while their husbands were out of town. Both of them went together out to the drive-in movie in the little country town where we lived in, and they left their children with her mother and my mother, and they come over a hill coming back from the movie. And a carload of drunks passed a truck going up a hill and hit them headlights to headlights at 50 miles an hour and killed my sister and the other girl. What is it that causes premature death? Sin. My sister was a great Christian young lady. She loved God far more than I did at the time. I mean, I thought after I saw my sister laying there in that casket at 21 years of age, dead, I thought, Lord, if there's anybody who should have been killed, it should have been me. I mean, I wasn't walking that close to God. I was serving Him. I was going to church and everything, but I wasn't near the Christian that my little sister was. But because of sin, not necessarily her sin, but somebody else's sin, with the devil involved, he took out two ladies that morning. Sin has a consequence. It kills people. Not only the people that do it, but it kills people that are not sinning. But am I here to say my sister never sinned? No, I know she had sinned. Because the Word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I do know, praise the Lord, that she was a Christian. I will have to say that my mother grieved so over my sister and the loss of her. In fact, my sister even told my mother probably several months before she was killed that the Lord had already revealed to her that she was not going to live much longer and that she wanted to be buried in her wedding dress with her rings on. And my mother couldn't grasp that. But sure enough, it came to pass. It happened. A few months later, my sister was killed in a car wreck, and we did bury my sister in her wedding dress with her rings on. And my mother, so grieved after that, finally one night, something happened. And the next morning when I was out at my mother's dad's house, my mother told me, she said, "Son, I will never worry about Gail again." And I said, "Well, Mother, you know worry is a sin, and you have to trust God, and you know you're not supposed to worry." But I said, "What happened to change your mind?" She said, "Last night, Gail walked into my bedroom. I saw her. She walked up beside my bed and looked down at me, and she said, 'Mother, will you please stop worrying about me?' Said, 'Jesus is taking such good care of me.' And she said, 'Mother, I love you.' And she turned and walked out of the room." She said, "Thurman, I saw Gail in my bedroom last night." Let me tell you, God is an awesome God. He knows what's going on. He is a compassionate, loving God. And right here in Matthew chapter 7, He is telling us some of the wonderful things He's willing to do for us when we ask in faith. He tells us to ask, seek, knock, and it shall be given unto you. And then He even goes so far as to explain that, you know, He knows, He loves us much more than we love our own children. And if we, being evil, know how to give good things to our kids, don't you think He knows how to give good things to us? So don't you think we should start trusting the King and stop worrying? This is what He's trying to tell us. Stop worrying. Ask me for anything, but walk holy before me. Don't go out and sin and live in the devil's world and then come and ask me all these things and think I'm going to do them for you. Because He said they will not happen. But He said, if you'll walk holy before me and be my children, then you can ask me for anything and I'll do it. It is written in Matthew 7:7. So read it yourself and see what He says. Now, if you'll give me a call, we'll be happy to send you audio and video and CDs and DVDs of all these teachings we do. And they're free and postpaid. They don't cost you a thing. All you need to do is call. The phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can fill out a form and get the same thing. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.